4 days after he was placed on probation for a year, Michael Lanigan began breaching the October 21 court order. In less than 2 weeks, he repeatedly violated the conditions, including two incidents where he showed up at places he was prohibited from attending. One occurred at the Sioux Area Hospital on November 4 and resulted in Lanigan being charged with causing a disturbance and committing an indecent act in a public place. On Tuesday, he pleaded guilty to 6 charges, including exposing himself to staff and patients in the hospital emergency room. Lanigan, 50, was also convicted of 4 counts of violating probation and a single charge of breaching an undertaking. Ontario Court Justice Heather Mendez heard he didn't report to his probation officer on October 25, and breached his order by going to Walmart on October 29. He was on an undertaking not to attend SAH, except for valid medical reasons. Around 3 p.m. on November 4, city police responded to a 911 call about a man who exposed his genitals several times in the emergency department. When officers arrived, Lanigan had left the facility, but they caught up with him on Great Northern Road. In a news release, following his arrest, police said an investigation indicated the accused had pulled their pants down and exposed their genitals and buttocks while walking in front of multiple people, including youths. Prosecutor Adriana Mucciarelli suggested a 4-month jail sentence is appropriate. Lanigan has a criminal record and some mental health issues, she said, noting he'd never attempted to report to his probation officer where there were resources in place to assist him. The most aggravating factor is that he committed an indecent act, the assistant crown attorney said. He was going around the hospital, exposing himself to the medical staff and people waiting in the emergency room, not a pleasant experience for them, she told the judge. Lawyer Eric McCooey said his client had been released from jail in late October. He was not well at the time, and landed back in custody, the defense told Mendez. He's so much better today, much more stable and appears to be in a much better place. Lanigan has made arrangements to attend a 30-day program at Northway Wellness Center, McCooey said, asking Mendez to impose a sentence of time served, 116 days, so he can go directly to the center today. Mucciarelli said because Lanigan has a bed waiting for him at the center, she wasn't going to stand in the way over 4 days, and agreed to time served. Mendez accepted the lawyer's joint submission, and also placed Lanigan on a further probation order for 24 months. He is prohibited from going to SAH, except for valid medical reasons, and must not harass anyone there. Lanigan must take any recommended counseling, assessments, and programs for mental health issues and sexual deviant behavior.